Every day, progress, good things happening. The business news of Muncie and Delaware County reported one place, the Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
We have a duty to put as much positive content online so people can pick that up and make sure that they're making a really solid business case for why they could be part of our community and bring jobs, bring investment.
Community leaders and many organizations came together to launch MuncieJournal.com. The Muncie Journal. What's happening here? No charge, no cost. The Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
Hi, this is Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief. Chief of MuncieJournal.com. Sorry, I've been away from doing the podcast for a couple of weeks. Last week, I had to go to the dentist, and I didn't expect any shots, but I got numbed up pretty good, so it's hard to, you know, talk and record yourself
when you sound like this because you're all numb and you can't speak.
MuncieJournal.com.
We're recording this on September 30th, last day of the month. So this is a big evening tonight, starting up the Iron Man festivities, starting up downtown at Cannon Commons. Big night for music. The Kentucky Headhunters will be playing, and Flynnville Train will start the evening. It starts at 7 o'clock. We're recording this, as I said, on September 30th, so that event is this evening.
MuncieJournal.com.
On our homepage, at least for this morning on September 30th, we've got a story about a local physician, Dr. Robert DeRocca. I knew Dr. DeRocca from my 25 years at Ball Memorial Hospital. Anyway, he's been the Indiana State Medical Association's president for 2020 and 2021. And he's been now as a member of the Indiana State Medical Association's delegation to the AMA, or the American Medical Association. So congratulations to him.
MuncieJournal.com.
Podcasts are a good way to reach people, and Ball State understands that. So they have launched a podcast that President Jeffrey S. Mearns is going to do once a month. It's called Our Call to Beneficence. And we have an article about that on Muncie Journal. You ought to check that out, and you'll see when he's planning on doing his next one.
MuncieJournal.com.
Okay, I said this was September 30th. There's a real important story. I should have probably started with this one. I think I'm going to share this on Facebook again. Those American Rescue Plan grants, a bunch of restaurants have received money from the city, but the deadline is today, September 30th, and I will post this podcast later today, so hopefully you will hear it and check this out. But the Rescue Plan grants deadline for nonprofit organizations is today. So I've got a link there on the story that goes to the city's website's particular page. And if you're a nonprofit, you should really take advantage of this program. So again, today is the last day for that. Go to the Muncie Journal and check on the link. Go straight to the city's website page for that and apply.
MuncieJournal.com.
We have a concert coming up on October 8th that will be very popular. Got a story about that on Muncie Journal. Jenny DeVoe will bring her unique brand of humor, storytelling, and blues to Cornerstone Center of the Arts. Performance begins at 7 o'clock with doors opening at 6. Tickets are $20, and check out that story to find out how you can get tickets for your own self and go to that concert.
MuncieJournal.com.
Okay, I found another article I probably should mention. Yeah, I had mentioned this date for September 30th for the nonprofit grants. We've got a story there. The title is City of Muncie Distributes $3.1 million to 189 Local Businesses. And the restaurants are listed inside that article. And evidently, they're giving money to other businesses that we haven't found out about yet. But at the bottom, it says of this story, there is $894,000 left that the selection committees hope to distribute through other application processes with details available for the end of the year. So we start out with restaurants and a couple of restaurants. How do you say that? I'm not sure. Restaurants. And some other businesses. And then the nonprofit applications are due today once again.
MuncieJournal.com.
After 3.5 months, I got my car back a couple of days ago. Yay. And it's in good shape, looks good, drives good, looks good, cool factor way up there. Just thought I'd end the show today with another piece of positive news. Thanks for listening, and I'm going to start doing this, okay, I promise, all right, once a month, once a week, got to be a little problematic. So once a month is good. That's what President Mearns is doing. He's doing his once a month. I say once a month is good for me. All right, so see you in October.
MuncieJournal.com.
I love Muncie Journal because it has positive articles. There's really nothing negative to it. Everything is positive, and we just enjoy it very much.